Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. We're going to go ahead and go into our energy work this morning. So if everyone will take a deep breath. We're going to strengthen everybody's core to their 100% infinite potential of unconditional love. Connecting and at one with love and your source. Balancing the energies of love, wisdom, and power. Take a deep breath. So as a group, we're about 60%, and we're going to get everybody up to 100. So let's just stay together, and let's lift the energy. And let the love stream through your core. Go ahead and put your attention on your belly button area or your heart. And just imagine the love and the light moving up and down the core of your body. If you're feeling a little ungrounded, you can touch the back of your spinal cord just a little bit. Just rub it a few times, and that often helps set the energy in. Okay, we're about 80%. Let's keep going. Let's just draw the light into our core. Okay, we're at 90%. Let's go ahead and just allow the light to stream through and the unconditional love to fill your heart. On one of our first calls, we created a way to initiate our unconditional love. And if you did that, if you have a symbol or a crystal grid or just an image, just do that now and just let that stream through your core and through your heart as it waves horizontally and through your core vertically. Okay. So when we're in our space of 100% infinite potential, that's when we can transmute things quicker, we can create quicker, we're able to let things happen faster for us. And that is why we do this first. And then we'll go into the heart. And for anybody who has something that they're ready to welcome home, an aspect or part of yourself that has been participating somewhere else, we're going to go ahead and bring that in as a group. We had a lot of emails, and so what I'm going to do is ask us all to do this simultaneously. The first question I'm going to read, though, and that is the thing that's been the toughest for her is to overcome fear. And she asks, how can I get off this cycle and stay off of it? And the answer that I have for you and everyone is we're always shifting back to unconditional love. Anytime we're afraid, anytime we feel split, anytime we feel lost, we're going to love the part that's there, that's participating in that. And as we do, the part that feels split, lost, comes home into our heart. And when that happens, the event that it was attached to moves away. Within this work, we're always talking about I'm attached to this or I'm attached to that, and how do I change my attachments, and I need to release my attachments. And this is a quick, fast way to do it. There's an aspect of you participating with that, and just bring that home and love it with the pure, unconditional love. And that aspect can drop away. It no longer needs to be created, because you're working on a different program now and you've shifted it. Okay, everyone, take a deep breath. All right, so let's open our heart. If you're creating a sanctuary for your parts to come home, do that now within your heart. The first part that we'll bring in is for anyone who is participating in pain. Just go ahead and bring the part in that's attached to the pain, and let's love that. And we're going to love it so much it easily integrates into our soul. The part of ourselves that has participated in the difficulty of the human world, what we judge, what we see through different eyes. Let's bring those parts home and love them whole. The part that judges yourself or thinks less of yourself because you do not have the life that you want. Let's go ahead and love those parts. Your identity is the 100% unconditional love. And it's from this identity that we do our true creation that is always resonant for us. Okay, everyone, take another deep breath. We had the question of how to create a personalized grid to manifest their heart's desire. And the grids connect as soon as we get into our space. They're automatic. So when we lift our energy up, the grids connect. It's almost like a puzzle piece. And when you're uncomfortable, you know that your puzzle piece is trying to fit in where it doesn't belong. And the way that we correct that, the way that we resolve that, is we bring that piece back into our unconditional self, our identity of unconditional love. Take a deep breath. All the places you're fitting your puzzle piece where it doesn't quite belong, go ahead and integrate that now. It'll be such a relief for that part of yourself to be in unconditional love rather than forcing itself where it's not working. We have another question about loving and longing and wanting fulfillment. So let's bring the part of ourselves that is longing into our heart and love that. Take a deep breath. All the parts of ourselves that feel empty, let's bring those into our heart and love them whole. Very good. I had quite a few questions this time about people who are getting the opposite of what they want to create. They want to create abundance, but then they're getting bills. They're wanting to create weight loss, but then they're gaining weight. And what we're describing is a sense of resistance. So let's bring in all the parts that are resistant and holding you back into your heart. Now within this, it could be a simple, unconditional loving, or we may find many aspects to it that need to be loved to get yourself to wholeness and oneness. Let's bring the resistant part in. Sometimes we know this part, and sometimes we don't know this part. It doesn't matter. We're just going to love it. Love it to wholeness. And find all the parts that are ready for the love. So the first part we're going to love is the part that recognizes that some part of us is in resistance. And let's love that part. The part of ourselves that is afraid of the part that's in resistance and feels that it may overpower us or overcome us. Let's love that part. The part of us that gives our power to the resistant part. Let's love that part. For some of you, the resistant part now is like a crying child, and let's send it unconditional love. There's some parts of us that are afraid of unconditional love, and let's love them. There are some parts of us that are completely within a separate paradigm where we must have good and evil, and we must have things go wrong, and we need to work against ourselves in order to get to where we want to go. So let's love that part. Sometimes they come to us through programmings in our family, in our schools. Let's love all the part attached to the pattern. Someone also described this as unconsciously repelling their dreams, which is well said. So the part of us that is unconsciously repelling our dreams, let's bring that in and love that part, participating in that. It might be because we feel we don't deserve that. It might be because we feel we're not worthy. It might be because we're keeping pace with the people around us. And it becomes a betrayal to them to lift ourselves higher or differently or dare to not be part of that tribe anymore. Of course, we are part of a tribe, but let's go ahead and love all these parts that may be thinking this or participating in that. The question also asked, what are the pitfalls? What are the pitfalls for manifesting? And we're already deep into pitfalls of manifesting. We're doing it all the time because we have all of our creative power. It's out creating all kinds of amazing things. And from one aspect of our being, we look down, if we go to the highest part of ourselves, and we look down on ourselves and what all the people are creating here on our earth, we can be amazed at how much creative potential goes into all kinds of things that, you know, are interesting. What we are doing is bringing all those parts back to ourselves, reuniting them with our unconditional love so that we can create in a more conscious manner, in a more aligned manner. And it's not for us to judge how other people are creating, because we, of course, have been that person, and we all are to some extent today. So let's just love all of the parts that want to stay with the rest and how they create and don't know quite how to free themselves. So let's love those parts and bring them into our heart. And we're just inviting them back into their original paradigm of unconditional love and letting go of what they were doing out on the other field. Take a deep breath. So from this space, we'll also go into all the times, places, and other dimensions where we were creating out of our alignment, which would mean we're creating from our resistance or creating from all kinds of different belief systems. Let's bring those parts home. Someone asked me, how do you break through financially? In order to create bigger things and more finances, we must be empowered and whole. That's how things happen quickly for us. And originally we were talking about people who don't believe in love, and how it's interesting how they're able to sometimes create in a very, what we would perceive as a negative way. And the reason they're able to do that is all of their ducks are in a row. They're aligned. They may not be aligned in the way you choose, but they're aligned in that. So let's get all of our alignment into unconditional love so that we can create. And let's bring all the parts of ourselves that don't believe that unconditional love, the light of your being, is strong enough or intelligent enough to get that job done. Okay, big breath. We had another question about looking for income, but unsure what it was, or how to get it, or what the block might be. So at a certain point in our integration, we realized that if we just keep looking for blocks, we've just invited a part of ourselves to separate out and go find it and be it. So let's bring all that part back. There may be days you look for blocks. There may be days that you decide not to have blocks until you decide, I don't need blocks. So let's bring all the parts home that are looking for those and love those parts. And the part that's unsure. Most of us are trained to pretend that we know less than we do. And we are trained to look for our answers outside of our own truth. So let's begin to love those parts wholly, completely, and integrate them. I'm seeing little coats of uncertainty come off some of the parts of you. I see one part in one of the group members who has his little feet out going, no, no, you can't love me. I'm not worthy. And so we're just going to invite him into the love. We don't have to make him come. It's just an invitation. And when he sees that it's a choice, it's so much easier to take off the cloak and be love. and integrate into the alignment within the core. Take a deep breath. This isn't one of the questions, but what's coming up is, but what about this? So all the parts that are participating in, but what about this? Bring that into the heart. That can be many things. It can be an accent that's holding you back. It can be a body image that's holding you back. It can be a disease. It can be anything. But what about this? Let's go ahead and love that part. In so many ways, we create big things just to prove how unlovable we are. And just to see if we can pass a certain test to love that unlovable part. Let's love that part and bring it into alignment. When it's ready, the next question is how to embody the energy of attracting business. And this is it. This is the oneness and the wholeness that will attract and create and has the energy behind what you create. And you'll create differently. So let's love the part that forgets. All of us have parts that forget sometimes. Deep breath. There is a question about being attached to lingering, stagnant emotion. Someone who wants to shake off the dust of ambivalence. So let's go ahead and bring those parts into the heart. And if you're working on other parts, just keep doing that. We're all using unconditional love. All of us have places that are stagnant. Let's just bring those places that are in that into our heart and love them so they can be free again. Okay, someone has asked for the habits of connecting to what they do not want instead of what they want, and this has been a theme today. So let's just bring that into our heart, the opposite pattern, the resistant pattern, the sabotage pattern, the pattern that makes an equal force. Let's look at each polarity, having what you want, having what you don't want. Let's love the part that has what you want, and let's love the part that has what you don't want. Big breath. Okay. We had a question about ADD, and I think this also plays into the concentration, the thoughts, the feelings, the constant focus, over focus, under focus. So let's love all the parts that are under focusing and are so diffused they're missing things. And let's love the parts that are over-focused to such a degree that they're not seeing anything else. And where we're using over-focus to make things happen by raising adrenal levels. We're strengthening the body, mind, and spirit of everyone in the group. All right, and we're going to strengthen the greater mind. The infinite intelligence. And strengthen our ability to rely and trust that. Another big breath. All right. Wanting to do things perfectly, the self-critical part. So let's bring that part into our house. Our house, our love, our heart. I am a perfectionist. Let's love that part. I am critical of myself. Let's love that part. Because when we're like this, we're doing this for other people as well. So let's just love all the part that needs to be perfect. And in the eyes of unconditional love, you are. In our human life, we're just moving through it. There is no true perfection in that way. It's just in believing in the unconditional love. The parts of ourselves that are controlling, pushy, and demanding. The parts of ourselves obsessed with what is right for us and right for others. And the hard, harsh judgments. Let's bring all the parts participating in that into our heart and love them whole. Easy to love the light, but we also love the parts that we judge and that we feel weaken us, and we love them whole. Someone asked about wanting to be able to talk to their animals. And I would say you're already talking to your animals. They're hearing you. You probably want to hear them, though. So let's strengthen the communication. And if we put a line out to our animals, we can strengthen that line back to us. And we can begin to communicate. So keep loving the part that's obsessed by this and freaked out. Someone mentioned that they have a strong shame around receiving abundance, money, and love. Joy, love, and peace, and a beautiful life. Like to have an amazing life would be shameful. So let's just bring that part into our heart. And this again is the resistance we were talking about earlier. Okay. I'm going to answer a soulmate question being open to one. And so let's just go back into our parts that are feeling that we don't deserve, that are waiting, where our recognition is off, and let's just keep loving ourselves. Okay, very good. So those of us who have been with our first program, those of you who have been with the first program and have listened to the MP3s, know the part that we're going to do next. And if you haven't listened, this is how you do it. I want you to see a luminescent loop, an infinite symbol, infinity symbol of a luminescent loop, which is white and full of luminescent energy. And I'd like you to see yourself within that loop. And I'd like you to see your inner child or your resistant self or another part of yourself that you're working on in the other side of the loop. And while you're gathering the parts that you feel are separating you from what you want, I'm just going to bring energy in for you and that other part. I'm also going to bring in the new earth energy, because part of what's happening is we have some parts of ourselves in an older earth energy, the older paradigm, and some in the new. So let's just get everything in the new. Deep breath. Okay. For those of you who think you can't visualize this, just imagine it. Just allow it and just be. It may pop up differently for you, but we're asking for the part of you that is resistant to what you want, or sabotaging what you want, or needs something to happen first before you get what you want. So put those pieces in the other side of the loop, those parts of yourself. And I'm going to talk to this part as if it is an inner child. So take a deep breath. Go ahead and go up into the unconditional part of yourself above your head and stream the energy through your heart and into the resistant or unconditional part of you, into the inner child. Let's love that child. Let's love it until it's very comfortable with you. You might see an expression on a face. Just love that part. And I want you to ask the child, what is it it needs from you? It might need a blanket. It might need a pony. It might need anything. And just, you're going to virtually give it to her or him. Now, if it needs a house on a cliff, then you're going to virtually give it to it. You don't have to go take out a mortgage, because this is part of your subconscious and it feels those things are real anyway. So go ahead and give to the child what it asks for. And we're going to stream energies through you into the child. And that can be, I think, a lot of pink energies coming today. We have some gold energy, some blue energy. Higher frequencies of light are coming in. Now, as we give to the inner child part every day, we create a unity. We create a place where we can go ahead and have more mojo, because this part of ourselves is the part that wants to create for you. It's creating all kinds of other things for you. Just go ahead and love it. It's the fuel for your creative fire. And it's your loving parts. And it's doing things that you're not even aware of half the time. So let's just love this part. And ask her again, what is it that she needs? And then go ahead and give that to her. When the caretaking part is over, and it's actually never over in your life, but you get to a point where this aspect of you is ready to do beautiful creations with you, you can go ahead and negotiate how that will be. And we'll get into that in the next class. And if you have questions, we'll get into that. So everyone take a deep breath, and we're going to do some final energy work before we start taking questions. Breathe again. Okay. All right, Kara, shall we go ahead and take a question?
I think so. Would you like a webcast question or a person who has their hand raised?
Let's start with the hand raised.
Okay. The first person with their hand raised is a private name in Toronto.
And hi.
Your line is open. There, perfect.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. How are you? This is Alexis.
Hello, Alexis.
Before I ask my question, this loop you were talking about, how big do we visualize it?
It can be, I make it pretty big. So it's like, in my mind, I need it 2 or 3 feet from my body.
Okay.
But it can be anything, because the loop is holding the light and holding both aspects of yourself in a harmonious flow. And but whatever works for you. If you need it really tight, that's fine. But you want to be comfortable and feel alive within it. And the other part of you needs to also feel comfortable. And some people actually find that the loop, everything, you know, ends up belly to belly and all integrated. Anything can happen, though. But it's a great way to create a good space for that part.
So my question is, I just found out, I don't know if you remember, we had privately talked when I had my session about my inability to sleep normal hours.
Yes.
And I found out, actually, that I've got parasites, which is, they keep you up, apparently, at night.
Mm-hmm.
If we could, I took some medication from the doctor and it didn't really get rid of them all.
Mm-hmm.
If maybe you could try to please do something about them leaving.
Okay, so let's bring in the parts that are attached to the parasites and having that into your heart. And just love those parts. So the more we love them, the more you'll see them detach from the parasites. And this could be for anything anybody's working on. So what are the feelings you have when you think about yourself with parasites?
Yeah, there's no love in there. It's not feeling very loving towards them, no. Just thinking, I want you gone now.
Okay, so the part, when you think of yourself that has them, that it might be playing in a paradigm where you have parasites, how do you think of yourself?
Icky, gross.
Icky. You are icky and gross. Okay, so let's love the part that feels you're icky and gross, or that other people projected that on you. Love that part, Alexis. All right. So I'm just going to do a clearing for psychic parasites. And all the part playing in that. I feel some a dazed kind of energy.
And you know, these are physical ones I'm actually talking about, like actual physical parasites.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So, but still sometimes they come in other layers too.
Okay.
So, you could probably talk about, you'd probably move them away as you would an entity as well, you know? You know, the way you do even ants in your house, a parasite, why are you there? We'd like you to go somewhere else. And when you move from that point of view rather than the resistance to them, then you're have more power in your body and in your physical self to be able to move them out. Your body becomes stronger than your, rather than split about being freaked out about it.
Okay.
All right. Does that make sense? Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you.
Okay, Kara. Who else do we have?
Well, another caller, or we got a couple of webcast questions, whichever you would like.
Okay, we'll try a webcast.
All right. Going to the first webcast question is from Elizabeth. I've spent 26 years betraying the dreams in my heart. What can I do to heal and honor this part of my being so I can resurrect and recreate my dreams?
26 years betraying your dreams. Well, let's bring in the part that knows that you betrayed your dream. That feels heavy. Let's just go ahead and send unconditional love to that part. And this is what I would do next. I would go ahead and put the part that needs the dream in the other side of the loop, whatever the dream is, and talk to the dream and the part of you that's with the dream and ask it what it needs to be resurrected. What does it need to come to life for you? What does that require? And go ahead and give it that virtually the way you would an inner child. And see what happens. See how the creativity starts sparking out of you. Thank you.
Okay. You've got at least a dozen questions lined up here. Going back to Mary in Florida. You're live now.
Hey, Mary.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. My question is about my throat. I don't have a lot of power in my throat, a lot of voice power, and I've been plagued with a lot of sore throats and blocked expression and a lot of tension in the mouth and, you know, that whole nasopharyngeal throat area. Can you look and see what's there?
Sure. Go ahead and take a deep breath. Okay. All right, so I'm just going to do a quick alignment for you. But what I'm seeing is the fear of loss of power and control. And I think it's just a matter of an alignment, though, because I feel like you've had quite a bit of your energy creating things that you don't want. And now that that's coming back, it feels more like disempowerment rather than empowerment. It probably always felt like disempowerment, but as you're realigning it, and you really are, I can see that, it's talking to you differently, you know? Have you ever had a body symptom that started out one thing and then before you knew it, it was some other place and it just made no sense whatsoever? It's a little bit like that. So let's go ahead and put all of those parts in your heart. Even you can put your whole throat there if you want. And let's just love it. There is something about if I speak in a certain way, I will empower something. There's like a hesitancy, an old one. So I'm just going to go in and delete all the limitations around that for you and realign both parts. There you go. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. It's just it seems really kind of sore and inflamed. Can you do anything about
it? It's sore?
Yeah.
Can you speak up a little bit?
I don't have a lot of power there. I have a lot of sore throats and constantly swollen glands and, just a long-term from childhood, just problems with my throat and that whole area.
Okay, let's go back to all the places that ever existed for you in all time, spaces, and dimensions and call all the power that is elsewhere back to your throat and your heart. And then we'll loop energy from your heart into your throat. Strengthen the parts of you that feel the discomfort. Did you say it was swollen?
Yeah. Right now it's swollen. I've had, for the last couple of years, just a lot of very bad sore throats. But it's always been a kind of like a constriction in the voice, almost a choking down of my expression.
Okay. So all the places that you're choking down your expression, feeling choked, feeling limited, feeling overpowered, just put those in your heart and let's love them with unconditional love. All the resistance to a full voice. I think your voice is beautiful, though.
Oh, you do? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to align speaking your truth and knowing your truth and feeling your truth and deleting everything in the way of that and all the limitations. Okay. Thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Morning. Hi, Kara.
Okay, going back to the webcast questions here from Reem. Hi, Sherry. Is there an exercise slash practice or MP3 that you recommend to connect to our inner child on a daily basis? I feel my inner child was always happy and joyous, and I would like to tap into that. Thanks.
Yes. Well, one of our MP3s, excuse me, my dog's talking. One of the MP3s does that, and that is the, I think the creative one within the package that we have. And then we do this a lot in our first package with the dolphins. So I think that is something that is also promoted at the end of the month. I think Aram is promoting it again. But yes, we are doing that, and we have dolphin calls. We have one coming up on the 19th where we're going to be doing that too. And you can have all those recordings if you'd like. Thank you for your question.
Okay, and I'm about to open the line for Cecilia in New York.
Hi, Cecilia.
Oh, it hasn't opened yet. Just hang on.
Okay.
Here. I may have lost her. Nope.
Okay.
I'm
Cecilia.
Okay. Having
Cecilia? Yeah. You're left.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Having lots of discomfort in the intestines. And still physical weakness that I want to get past so that I can move on.
Okay. I can I hear you faintly, but what I heard was physical discomfort in the intestines, and you want to move on.
And still physical weakness.
Weakness. Okay.
Yeah. You know, loss of vitality.
Okay. Well, let's check your midline. You're about 40%. We'll raise you back to 100. So I want you to invite into your heart all the parts of yourself that dampen and participate in the dampening of your vitality.
A lot of anger toward that part, sorry.
That's okay. Love the part that's angry at that part.
Oh, disbelief just came up too.
Disbelief?
That part would do that to me.
Okay, let's love that part. Can you speak up just a little bit?
I'm sorry, but I get you on speakerphone and I'm going to.
Okay. All right, so we'll just work it as best we can. So let's just love all of these parts within the heart. Any part that feels twisted in the intestines?
Oh, yes. Oh, wow. In the back.
Yeah.
That twisted, it's just like, oh, whoa.
Okay, big breath. How are you doing?
It's lessening a little bit, but it's more on the left side.
What is it? On the left?
It's more on the left side. It's almost like the kidney area.
But what do you feel there?
Discomfort, tightness, like twisting.
Okay. Let's just let it unwind. We'll offer it unconditional love. How are you doing?
Better.
Okay. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Okay, and going back to the webcast question and answers. First off, let me see. Oh, Roxanne says thank you to Mary that helped me too, or Rosemary.
Okay.
And someone who hasn't left their name says, hi, how can we maintain being grounded in infinite divine love instead of fluctuations? Also, how can we repel entities permanently? Thank you very much for all the wonderful clearings you are doing today. Infinite blessings.
Okay, let's see. I remember the second part before the first part, but I think, was it grounding and repelling entities?
How can we maintain being grounded in infinite divine love instead of fluctuations? Also,
okay.
How can we repel entities permanently?
Okay. Infinite divine love permanently, or entities. Okay, and no fluctuations. So while you're having, so the reason we have fluctuations in infinite divine love is we have the round trip ticket, right? So part of it, as we're switching from one paradigm to another, we wake up one morning and we're in some city that we didn't think we wanted to be in, and we notice that. And then we come back to our core, we come back to our center. And these are what the fluctuations are really. It is actually a good thing, because when the fluctuation happens, because we notice we're out, we're not in our alignment, and then we come back. The round trip ticket I talk about. So just take a deep breath. And truly how I think it will happen, the moment that we don't ever leave that, is happens because we get faster and faster at returning. And some things you'll get very quick at, and some things will take a little longer. But it's okay. You'll just get to where you're faster and you're returning until you're constantly there. Now, the repelling of entities is also kind of the same thing, because when you're constantly there, you're not leaving space for intrusions or those sorts of things. So you are in your space and nothing else is there. So take a deep breath on that one. Also, there is the MP3 about helping you become more aware of that. I think it's the energy integrity one that we have. And that's a good place to begin to play with it. I have met a lot of people recently who are very afraid of entities. It just seems to be running through, happening right now. And like one week they have no fear, and the next week they're very afraid. So remember, what is fear? Fear is really the absence of love. So go back into your core and stay there. Now, and the more love you have, the less place there is for them. And of course, we can take them out and do all these things, but the best thing you can do for self-care is just fill yourself with that divine flow. And that vibration isn't very compatible with entities unless you're programming them to be there. And so, again, turn that over to the fear, to the love. So take the fear into the heart and turn it over to the unconditional love. Thank you.
And I'm about to open the line here for Colleen in Raleigh. You're live now.
Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Sherry. Hey, first of all, thank you so much for the help this week. I really appreciated it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's been coming to my attention. I'm getting more and more into the music and going forth, going out there, that I'm recalling about the fear of being killed for fame.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just this lifetime. I think it's in another lifetime. So is there anything I can do with that fear?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I know we've worked on some types of being empowered and having things not turn out. So let's just go to all the places that you were famous and things didn't work out for you in all time, spaces, and other dimensions, lifetimes, with karma, indirect karma, or partial karma. And this is for everyone. And we'll delete anything in the way of bringing those parts home. Any resistance to pure divine love. Okay. I feel you are quite resonating with like a heroin addict kind of musician. So I'm going to love that part. Just bring that part in. Is really good as just musician. So just love that part.
Okay.
and the part that judged, and the part that feels certain ways about famous people and how they handle their fame. And let's look at everything that fame means to you. How it means you left the tribe, how you are different. If you will be changed by it. And if they'll destroy you. Because in our culture, people get lifted up and then put back down pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just love all those parts. How are you feeling now?
I feel like something has really shifted to that as throughout that. I do have it's right in my forehead area, just a real big tenseness. Is that just energy moving, or?
Let me look. Is it right between your eyes or the back of your head?
See, it's in the front of my head. Yeah, it's between my eyes, but it's also in my forehead area.
Okay.
I've had that for some time.
So I've been seeing interesting things on people's third eyes lately, which is energy trying to get to the heart that gets sort of stopped up. So let's just see if, you know, we'll delete anything that's not you, but the energy that's you, that's mm-hmm. designed for you, just let that come all the way into your heart and see how that feels.
It's helping to dissipate it a little bit.
Okay.
Feels it.
Now, is it just pressure in your, tell me what you're feeling.
I'm feeling now it kind of moved up on the upper forehead, mm-hmm. on the right side. Before it goes into the hair line.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a ball of some sort, even though I mean it's, you know, an energetic ball, not a physical.
Okay. Why don't you ask if it's you or not? Is it meant for you or not supposed to be with you?
I don't think it's supposed to be with me.
All right, let's go ahead and move it off. It kind of feels like other ideas of how you might grow or change.
Hmm.
Okay, so let's just realign for the right energies for you now, the resonant ones for you now, and delete all limitations to that. And let's go between your hips and strengthen that area. How are you doing?
Better. And it's interesting because it's the pain on the side. It kind of went down the right side to my the outside of the ear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as prominent. It's just like that's what happened. That's what I was feeling.
And is that you? Do we need to remove that or is that you? Is that for you?
No, I don't think so. I don't.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it.
Okay, let's move it then.
I don't like it.
So why don't you love any part of yourself that doesn't like it? And then we'll just delete anything that's not part of you.
Okay.
How are you doing now?
Better.
Okay. Thank you, colleague. There's some absurdity in all of this, isn't there? Okay.
Yes, I know. Thank you.
I think you've got some sort of divine humor and all that. Okay.
I think so, too.
Bye. Bye. Kara, who do we have next?
Well, I'm going to go back to the webcast questions, but just first a quick reminder for everyone that it's star 2 to raise your hand if you would like to ask a question, especially those people that haven't asked a question before, or you can always ask a question on the webcast. And on the webcast, Christina from Munich. Hello, Sherry. I've been battling with anxiety and just feeling off. Could you help me get my mojo back?
Anxiety and feeling off. Okay, so I'm sorry, what was the name again, Kara?
Christina in Munich.
Okay. All right. Okay, 60%. Let's get you back to 100% infinite potential. And let's everybody on the call, anyone who fell for any reason, let's just bring you back up. And not on the call, the people who are listening at another time, just raise the energy to 100% infinite potential. All right. So I think for Christina, we need to talk to the part. She said dampening her mojo.
Can you help me bring my mojo back? Can you help me get my mojo back?
Okay, so it's not dampened, it's just gone. Okay, so let's just call all the parts of her or anybody who feel like it's just missing into their heart. Just invite it back. And then we're going to delete any limitations to having it come back, any parts of yourself that might be fighting against having it come back without knowing it. Okay. Okay, I'm going to just clear out the heart. All right, I'll tell you, the mojo that's coming back into at least one of the hearts I'm working on right now has a list of things it would like, and it's ready to deal. So we're just going to keep loving that part. But my advice is to put that in the infinity loop and keep talking to that part. It knows exactly what it wants in order to assist you with creating things, because it's a bit of talk. So the first thing it wants is energy and light. So we'll give it energy and light. It wants to know for sure it is loved. And wants you to stop dismissing it or thinking less of it. So all the parts and all the parts that in your life that you ever thought less of yourself, bring those into your heart. And for everyone who ever devalued themselves, bring that part into your heart and let's love it. A part that doesn't feel worthy, let's love that part. The part that feels like you can have no good ideas, let's love that part. We're going to delete any limitations along the core and the spinal cord of everyone now. Everyone listening at any time. And all the times that we judged our mojo parts, you know, the part that really wants to get the fire going and, you know, that we're kind of languishing in old paradigms and thoughts. Let's go into all lifetimes, spaces, dimensions, where we're just sort of half here and half there, and then bring ourselves back. And so for everyone who's ready to invite parts of themselves back, little pieces, little dust particles, giant parts of themselves that have just found out they're ready to come home, let's invite them all back now for full integration into your oneness. Okay. All right, so the caller's working, the webcast question person has lots and lots of energy within the core, some of it that may not be completely resonant to them. So let's just align for perfect resonant of color. Everything just to be perfect from source all the way down and up again. There's a lot of past initiations and other things of separation within the psyche. Let's just go ahead and delete those. They're all times and spaces. And for the millions and millions of times all of us have done that, let's delete those limitations and bring ourselves home. Okay, thank you. All right, I'm just going to bring in a lot more love for you right now. If you want to pursue that further, just send me an email. Here we go. Okay, Kara, who do we have next?
Next, we have Adams Enterprises from Austin, Texas. Your line is live.
Hello.
From Austin, Texas, Adams Enterprises.
Hello.
Okay, we must have lost them, so let's go back to, how about Wu Lee in New York City? Just opening that line now.
Hello.
It's not opening yet. Just hold on here. All right. Let's try Tara in San Francisco. See if we can get some lines to open here. Hey, maybe we've got a technical issue. Just hang on.
No problem.
I'm here.
Okay.
There you are.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, we've got you both. We've got you both.
Oh.
Okay.
Let me see. Do we have all three of you? So let's go with Adams Enterprises first.
Okay, we'll get you all. Hello, Adams Enterprises. No.
Nobody there. No.
Okay.
All right. Let's come back to
Wu Lee. I warned you, Tara.
Wu Lee, your line is live.
Hi. Thank you so much. My name is Kate. It just says that on the phone. So
okay.
For some reason, the phone company said. But this is Kate, and I'm in Santa Monica, California, and I'm the one that had all those horrible surgeries, and it's been 2 months since the surgery reconstructing the my smile and things, and it should be all healed, but the left side is still lower than the right, and I didn't know if you're able to see if any energy work can help it to come back. Like, I think, I don't know if it's the muscles or nerve damage on the left side.
Okay.
That's keeping the head lower, or if the surgeon, if it's better that he fixes it with a minor, you know, it'd just be a little thing, I think. But if there's anything we can do energetically, or if I have any blocks to it healing well, and, you know, maybe I'm feeling maybe some blocks there.
Okay. When you think about blocks, what do you feel?
Well, just like that there's some part of me that feels like, oh, I can never be joyful and happy, kind of like it's just gone, or that there's, like it feels hard to change or to, I don't know, it's I can't explain it in words. I just kind of feel like something might be, maybe it's sabotage or just trying to keep me down, not moving forward in my life maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So can we love that part of yourself that has, is it sort of like a little lopsided smile?
Yeah. Yeah. The left side's lower, so it's lopsided.
Okay. Let's love that part.
Okay.
Let's love the woman who has the lopsided smile. And let's love everything that you went through to get here. Okay.
And the chiropractor I went to said that the left side of my whole body is weak from either a concussion when I was younger or brainstem injury, and he said the whole left side of me is weak. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Well, let's check your brainstem, and we'll strengthen that to 100% infinite potential. And it feels fine.
Okay.
So if we check the left side of the body to the right side of the body, that's pretty good. But the right side is weak to the left side. So we need the energy to flow back. Sometimes the side of the body that's the weakest isn't where the problem is. So I'm just going to strengthen the right to the left. All down your body. So we want the nerves on each side to work in harmony. We'll delete all limitations to harmonious nerve function. Now, all the places you're feeling very bad about how you're looking, I want you to invite those in your heart. And Kate, if you were to see a woman walking down the street with a lopsided smile, what would you think of her?
I'd still see the love and light and things.
Okay. You would still see it, but you would notice she had a lopsided smile?
Maybe not. Maybe I just notice it in myself because I'm more critical.
Okay. Let's love the more critical part, the part that has to criticize you to pieces. We'll separate all the experiences from childhood. Now, I know that you've done this before. It feels like it, that there's been a lot of healing there. So let's just find those little pieces that are still hidden within the density of those experiences. And let's just love right through, just like we're excavating for a diamond. And we're going to find that part of your soul that's there and invite it to complete love.
Do you mean like through the childhood experiences, find the, try to just find the light in the soul? Okay.
So now, this is how I see it. We're inviting the parts of yourself that are replaying the criticism that you have had before that are attached into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we're putting unconditional love deeply into the heart, and we're going right through the density of those experiences. It's almost like a rescue mission, like you're getting a diamond out of a piece of coal. And you're finding that part of your soul. And you're loving that part that had all of those experiences and is still wrapped in those experiences. And then we're just bringing them out. And we're bringing energy to wash clean all of the experiences, the known and unknown ones. The part that feels lost, the part that was judged, the part that cannot be beautiful enough. Can you love that part?
Yeah.
Let's love all of our parts
that
are not beautiful enough. We're holding her. We're all holding her for you, Kate. How are you doing?
Okay. Yeah, it brings back lots of childhood things.
Yeah. Just keep loving the little girl that experienced that. And I want you to ask her what she wants you to do about having the face lopsided. Ask her what she wants.
I mean, part of me feels like just to feel the inner beauty, and part feels like she wants the surgeon to fix it a little bit.
Okay.
But I know I should choose the inner beauty over that.
She's saying the inner beauty over that?
So, I mean, part of me feels like I should choose the inner beauty over having to fix it. I mean, it would just be a little thing, not like all big surgery. But
yeah.
Like, part of me thinks I should just be happy with the inner beauty, and it doesn't matter if my smile is lopsided. But part, I think the inner child would rather have the surgeon fix it if he can.
Ask her what happens if she gets it fixed.
She'd feel better.
Okay. Just love her and love that part that needs it fixed. Ask her what happens if she doesn't get it fixed. How does she feel?
It might be, it's hard to differentiate her and me, but I may be a little resentful because I've been through all this, and the surgeon is so good, like with everyone else that he's done, and all his before and after pictures, that I just wanted mine to turn out okay.
Yeah.
Like, pretty, you know, I had to pay so much to fix all this, and it's been such an ordeal that I just wanted it to turn out well.
Yeah. Okay. So we have the part that's resentful to the surgeon, and we have the part that that sometimes wants the inner beauty appreciated, which we want to do no matter what, and the part that might want another surgical fix. So let's just go ahead and love all those parts. And I want you to love those until all of them are 100% unconditional love. What comes up next?
And I'm just trying to more love and stuff.
And
I guess the thought of can the left side get better on its own, or I don't know that, you know.
Okay, let's love the part that's thinking those thoughts.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, so you're getting a really nice integration. The parts of yourself that want to come into wholeness, allow them to come right into your core. I think we also have a little bit of another issue here, Kate, which is maybe looking for someone, a man to save you or appreciate you, and the surgeon's helping you out that way a little bit. Let's just love that part. Okay, the unknown part, the part that knows and doesn't know. I want you to keep loving that, and I'm going to go through and look for other places in your body where you're holding any limitation to symmetry. And I feel that's the next one up for you, the issue with surgeons and men and how you let them help and don't trust them to help in your life. And I think if you resolve that and you get that out of your body may be able to do a lot more healing on its own, quite a bit more actually. So let's see. So it would be like this. It would be like a pattern where you continually need the reassurance from a man. So that probably started with a family member and went to other men, and now it's with the surgeons. So I'm going to work on just loving that part attached to that pattern. Can you think of one thing you wanted from your father that you never got?
Like a nice word or love or something.
There you go. So let's just love that part that's attached to that. I just love that whole. This is for everyone, because all of us have these things that we don't like about ourselves. Okay. How are you feeling, Kate?
Okay, Stephanie. I'm so grateful to you.
You're welcome. Let me know how you're doing. Give it a little while, though, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Sari.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Kara. I'm ready for another call.
Yeah, let's move on to Tara, who we briefly had connected there.
Hey, Tara. So, we remember your bright
voice. Hey. Yeah. Thanks so much. I'm loving these calls, and the issue that is up for me is I feel like I've had this lifelong thing that I've done a lot of work around, but it is something around not being able to receive financial abundance when I'm doing work that I love. Like, I feel like it's easier for me to receive money doing work that I don't enjoy, and I'm not sure what it's about, and I've done tons of work on it, so I would love to clear this.
Okay. So let's invite into your heart the part of yourself that makes money doing work you don't love. And let's invite into your heart the other aspect of it, doing work you love and making no money. And let's unconditionally love both of those polarities, which it's true, really, because they're similar vibrations. Just love. Let's go into all the places that you resented making money. Just resenting making money, that you didn't like it. And you didn't like the have-tos about it. And so let's go to all time, spaces, and dimension that exists. And delete all limitations to that. And bring those pieces back into your heart. And when you do things that you love doing and you don't make money, how does that feel to you?
It feels frustrating and disappointing.
Okay.
I feel angry about it. Yeah, because I feel like I've tried with a certain aspect of work and it hasn't fully blossomed. So it brings up this feeling of almost like rage, actually. It's kind of like, well, I'm doing all the right things. Why isn't this working?
Okay. Now, are you working for yourself?
Yes. I'm self-employed.
And is it getting more clients?
And I've always been self-employed. Yeah. It's like I've gotten this, there's an aspect of my work that I've gotten clients with that I don't enjoy as much, but then the part that I really do enjoy hasn't come as easily. Like, it hasn't been lucrative, which is why I've always had to rely on this other thing, other piece of my business that has made
okay.
me some money.
All right, so let's love the part that doesn't enjoy. Nice resistance there. Let's love that part. The rage part, and what else did you say? I kind of resentful.
Frustration, disappointment, and resentment, definitely.
And that's exactly how you also feel when you're doing the things you love, but you're not making money. Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So there's our key. So when we're loving those parts on both polarities, that's how we'll integrate it.
Do you see any, like, general blocks to abundance to me around that? Oh, go ahead.
I was just wondering what you felt next.
What I felt next? I felt like my heart starting to soften a little, which felt good, because you were right. Before that, it felt like just a ton of resistance. Like, I'm so done with that work. I don't want to do it anymore. Like, almost to the point, like, I'd rather die than do it. Like, that experience.
Mm. There's a juicy one. I'd rather die than do it. Let's find all the places that is true for you. Through all time, spaces, and dimensions. And I'm feeling rebellion.
Yes.
Okay. Love the part that's rebellious. You know, I feel like if you take that rebellious part and you put it in a loop and you start talking to it, you can probably get it on your side. And when you get
it
on your
side. Put it in a loop. I missed the first 20 minutes of the call. Maybe
okay.
Fine with the loop.
So that would be an infinity loop. So it would be a luminescent light.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's on one side and you're on the other. Start talking to your inner rebellion. And you can also throw the resentment and all of those things in there. And then give it what it needs virtually. And you're going to do this from your strongest place, right? So you're going to have that total unconditional love flowing. And then you're start talking to these pieces, giving it what it needs, and then integrating back. And that is a way to get empowerment, and you'll get a lot more energy flow for your creative side, because that is your creative side.
Okay.
It's just creating these other things. So I find these pieces always do want to come home. If we dig down, if we drill down enough, they want to come home. But they have these things they want to do first. And so this is our way. And sometimes it can just happen in a short period of time to get them aligned with you, because that's the key. You want alignment. The other thing I'd like you to do, and for everyone on the call, I want you to put out both your hands. And in one hand, have a ball of energy of all the things you don't like about making money or the thing that's frustrating you. And for you, Tara, it would be both of those things in one hand, because both of them have the same aspect. And in your other hand, your ideal life with work or making money.
Mm-hmm.
And build them both very strong. And then slowly bring them together until you have one giant ball. And we'll put some of the new earth energy on it.
Hmm.
All right, from that, we'll just clear any densities that need to go, and we'll lighten it up for you. And when that ball feels like pure love, just go ahead and bring it into your heart.
Ooh, I felt that, yeah.
Yeah, that one's a good one. That's a really good one. Thank you very much, Tara.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Tara.
Okay, our next question from the webcast is, recently the right pinky finger is getting numb. I have been loving it, but it seems to have resistance. Perhaps you can assist with this? And that's from Treza.
Okay. Let's go into that. Your body feels strong. your mind feels strong. It's a spiritual thing, and it's a tremble. Okay. I'm just going to clean a line of energy out. Off the nerve, and then some swollen parts off the nerve, energies that are holding on to the nerve. Delete those, zero minus infinity, and reset. Okay, very good. Do we have another caller?
Absolutely, we do. The line is now open for Carolyn in Malacca, if I pronounced that right.
Hi, Carolyn.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm afraid to ask that question. The question is there and has there been energies from Draco that are interfering with my nervous system?
Draco?
Draco. It's a planet someplace, Draco.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I measure your nervous system to a planet called Draco, it is strong in your body. Mind, it's not strong in your spiritual aspect. Would you like me to clean it out of that?
Yes, please.
Okay, so that would be all the experiences, old stuff. So just take a deep breath. We'll delete the zero minus infinity and reset it. Let's reset your nervous system to 100% unconditional love. For your highest and best good. And this nervous system cannot be overwhelmed because it's the highest energy there is. All the places that it's been afraid of another planet and the energies from there will delete. From your quantum particles up to your structure and down again. We'll delete that and reset. Right. Reconnect to source. So if we're connecting to your source and the pure light from there, we don't have to worry about the other planet. Let's go ahead and do that. Just going to clear out any upper chakras above your head. Any suggestions that you've been given. Make you strong to those. And misinformation. How is your nervous system feeling, Carolyn?
There's a part of me that feels really frightened.
Okay. So let's go to all the times and places you've been frightened of something out there. And let's delete that. And let's bring into your heart all the parts that are frightened and love those. Take a deep breath for me. Let's do a full wash of pure divine love. All right, let's bring your higher self in, Carolyn, all the way deep into your body. We're going to fill it out with your original blueprint. For anyone listening to the call now or at a later time, this is a good way to deal with something like this. And just allow your cells be restored to their original blueprint without fear and full of love. So all the parts of yourself that gave your power over to this, I want you to love those parts and bring them home. How are you doing, Carolyn?
I'm better, much better.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Kara. How are we doing?
Well, it is almost 10:45 Pacific time, and there are 5 more callers and 3 more webcast questions. Which would you like to go to?
Let's do a caller, and let's do maybe 2 more. And then we'll call it a call. Okay.
All right. Okay. Kasan in Denver.
Hello.
Waiting for that. There we are. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Did you say
hi? This is Mirella.
I'm sorry. I missed your name.
Mirella.
Hi, Mirella. How are you?
I'm fine. Would you please scan the right side of my body, especially the area of the neck, brain, shoulder, and upper chest? There's something there that I've been feeling for a long time, and I can't pull it out. It's in the brain. It feels almost like a plate on the right side of the brain.
All right. So are you driving or are you at home?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull over right now.
I think I probably would, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to strengthen your midline. So when you have 100% infinite potential, nothing can invade you. Nothing is going to harm you. You are as strong as light gets in a body. And so let's just go ahead and raise that for you. You're about 50%. We're going to get you back to 100. Sometimes just thinking about that other thing in your body will weaken you, because when you're starting to think about it, you're giving it lots of power. So we're going to strengthen your midline. And anything that does not belong to you, that was placed there, that you're experimenting with, that is not you, we're just going to escort it out. Fill in with light. Hundred percent strong, infinite potential.
Whew.
How you feeling?
I felt a shift just a couple of seconds ago, a big shift.
Good. Thank you for calling. Have safe
Thank
driving.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. Okay, Kara.
And I'm just waiting for the line to open.
Okay.
Thinking about it. Thinking some more about it. Okay, Sarah.
Sarah
in New York City.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sherry. Thank you so much. I'm just noticing so much exciting change and around mostly my work, around my writing, all that stagnant energy. What I'm also having full on is my whole body. I don't know if it's because of all the change or what, but I just feel like it's sort of arthritic is the best word I can use to sum it up. My back, my joints,
And it is something that kind of circles around over the years, and I don't know why it's up now, but maybe it just wants, the whole pattern wants to come up to clear.
When did it
but
begin
I,
again?
I've been sitting with it. I can't, well, it's been on and off for many, many years, but it's been very intense in the last week or so. My back hurts. I'm stiff and rigid, and my joints hurt, and.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, take a deep breath. Now, for that part, for your body part, for your body that's experiencing all these symptoms, I'm going to test and see how strong you are to that. And it's about 40%, so let's get you up to 100. So we're going to run the light down your core of your body and in and out of your spinal cord. And this is probably good for anybody on the call. So let's start at your tailbone, your coccyx area. And we're just going to weave in and out with the light between all the vertebrae, cleaning them out.
Oh,
any old paradigm stuff just can go. We'll go in and out of all of the discs and the cushion, regenerating, clearing, aligning. All the way up to the top of the head, but we're not there yet. I think we're about mid-back, low back for most people. Moving through the lumbar region. And with each area we go through, we're going to align the nerves going in and out for perfect communication. Communicating out, communicating in, because you want to be able to send the messages out after you receive them. Your most core physical giving and receiving communication all the way up. Almost anyone I've ever worked with who has a hard time receiving, they're also not getting the messages back to their nervous system. So this is a great exercise for everybody. Going all the way up the neck. Great for me right now. All right. We'll delete all the things in the way. And now we're going to go through the joints. So we're going to start with the toe joints. Just all the stagnation can start loosening up. Density is released. And the left and the right to the left, and all the diagonals being even. And we'll move up the body to the knees and do the same thing. Plenty of synovial fluid everywhere it needs to be. Okay. And then into the hips. And between the hips and the spinal cord on both sides. Okay, all the way up into the shoulders. Okay, that feels good. We'll run the energy through the shoulders, left to right, right to left. And into the elbows. The wrists and the fingers. And up to where the skull meets the spine. We'll clean out everybody's occiput, all the sutures in the head. Big breath. All right, so we'll wash down energies to clean out the blood, the lymph, the regular energy, all the quantum particles, all the empty spaces, deleting all limitations to perfect flow and physical potential. 100% physical potential for everyone with all these new energies and releases and integrations. Big breath. How are you feeling, Sarah?
Oh, I love it. I'm really enjoying it. It's great. I have I hope everybody's enjoying it too. I have I'm left with a headache, but you know, I just trust it's all moving through. So I don't know if you see anything.
Let's just open the sutures a little bit. and let everything pour out that's in the head that needs to be released for recycling. Can go through the eyes, the third eye, the occiput. Just let everything drain. Sometimes it goes up through the crown. Anything that needs to be transmuted can be. And love comes in, embraces the brain, the left to the right to the left, all the diagonal motions of everyone. Big breath. I feel some tenseness in somebody's solar plexus, so I'm just going to clear that out. So any going back to the very first question, any part of ourselves that's holding invasion things, parasites, whatever, just make that not compatible. Our stronger energy. Okay. Big breath. Strengthen our biofilm within the gut. All right, so let's go to the heart. And everyone on the call, and you, Sarah, too, let's just go ahead and invite in all the pieces that are ready to come home, that are ready, and just in one last big integration. And we'll just run them through a screen so nothing's coming in that doesn't belong to you. Okay, very good. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
How's Beautiful. Your headache?
Thank you. Oh, it's much better. I just feel integrated and calm and centered and really full of appreciation. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, you.
Thank you. I'd like to take a moment and thank Kara for holding us together today. Thank you, Kara.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate having you here to keep the technology in line. And we're all going to be back on the 16th. And anybody can send me emails. If you'll do it before, like the 14th and 15th, that's the best, before 7 o'clock Pacific time on the 15th, because you're going to keep changing between now and then. We've set a lot of energy today, and we'll be sending energy until then. So we don't want to be asking a question that's not valid for you anymore. So I really appreciate you taking the time to be with me today, and aloha to everyone. Do you want to open the lines, Kara, for anybody left to say goodbye?
Okay, we will go back to here. Okay, the lines are about to open.
Bye.
Lines are open.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much,
Bye.
Sherry.
Bye.
Namaste.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mahalo.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah.
Sarah.
Okay, I'll phone you on your own line.
Okay.
Okay.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key.